This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Tax bills are on the agenda this week in both the House and the Senate. Governor Bobby Jindal says he'll have his revenue secretary and commissioner of administration watching the process closely.
Tim Barfield and Christie absolutely will be in committee and available to provide our perspective on these bills.
Jindal's budget proposal includes doing away with refunds on business inventory taxes, a plan that has the business community fuming.
We worked very hard to make Louisiana a business-friendly state. But at the same time, I think it would be unfair to leave corporate welfare untouched while we're looking at a challenging budget situation.
When the Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee meets today, they'll consider doing away with the business inventory tax altogether. The governor isn't saying where he stands on that.
I think that's a discussion that needs to be had.
If Robert Adley's Senate Bill 85 makes it through the legislative process, Jindal won't have the final say. The bill is a proposed constitutional amendment, which the governor cannot veto. Tuesday, the House Ways and Means Committee meets, debating bills to repeal the solar tax credit, cap tax credits for film production and fracking wells, and raise new revenue by taxing internet sales and upping the cigarette tax. Jindal says not all those ideas are going to fly.
We understand if legislators want to look at perhaps raising rates in one place and lowering them in others, we're fine considering those possibilities and looking at those different combinations.
Jindal says it will all depend on how the pieces fit together to keep his pledge.
We have made it very clear we're not for increasing taxes, period.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.